and he is so good to us.
This morning, scripture-wise, I won't get to it immediately, but eventually Ephesians 3 is where we'll be. So if you're wanting to have that ready when we get there, Ephesians 3. But I guess where I want to begin is, first of all, thank you for praying for Tammy and me as we were on our 40th anniversary trip and had a great time. The last few Sundays, we've been at church in the Kahului Church of the Nazarene, so we got this from them, so I'll wear that this morning anyway, as just a reminder. But, you know, God is good to us in so many ways, and all the people that he brings into our lives is really just amazing. And so kind of where I want to start this morning is I want to just tell you a few stories that happened to us while we were gone. And just so you all know where we were, because maybe not everybody does, we had the opportunity to go to Hawaii. And on the island of Maui, they have a place for pastors and evangelists and missionaries to be able to stay. And we're able to stay there for $400 2 weeks. In most places there, it costs that for one night or more than that for one night. And so it's a special ministry for ministers. And so that's where we were, and we had the opportunity to be there. Obviously, it's beautiful. And Judy kept asking for pictures, so every once in a while I'd text her a picture of you know, the sunrise or the sunset or, you know, whatever. And anyway, we had a great time and an interesting time. And the thing that really fascinated Tammy and me about this particular trip was the very interesting people things that we experienced. And so I want to just start today with some of those particular stories. And you'll appreciate this first one I'm going to tell you about. We were just walking along a beach area on the west side of Maui, and just walking along, and I saw a guy wearing a Buckeye shirt, okay? Now, I wore mine various days too, and it was amazing how many people would say, "Go Bucks," or they would say, "OH and IO," you know, all that. I mean, it happened fairly frequently. In fact, on our way to one restaurant, it happened 3 times just from our car to the restaurant. So Buckeye fans are everywhere. So anyway, I saw this guy, and he's wearing a Buckeye shirt, and I just kind of was starting to walk by. I said, "Go Bucks." And he responded back, you know, "Go Bucks," you know, that type of thing. And then he says, "I live in enemy territory," which I knew what that meant. But the natural question to follow that is, where? And he says, "Charlotte, Michigan." Well, that may not mean anything to anyone here in this room, but to Tammy and me, that meant a lot, because that's where we started our ministry. In the little town of Charlotte, Michigan, just south of Lansing, were our first 5 years of ministry. And so we got talking to this guy a little bit. They still live there. He graduated from the school there. And he knew some folks that we knew. He knew where the church was and all that. And it was just one of those small little world things for us that just was pretty fascinating to us. And then his wife says, and I went to Taylor. And I thought, "Melissa." And this lady says to us, we told her, "Yeah, somebody in our church, you know, it was from Taylor and stuff." She says, "Ask her about Ivanhoe's." And so we asked Melissa about Ivanhoe's, and she knew all about that place as a place to eat and stuff, one of the few in town at the time. But anyway, just some of those fascinating things. And so that happened one day. The very, very next day, we had stopped at this overlook area. One of the things that's really special about the winter time in Maui is the fact that that's when the humpback whales are in that area. And so we saw whales every day, okay? It's pretty amazing. And so anyway, we saw there was a lot of activity, and there was a place we'd never turned off and looked from this particular place. And so we were watching the whale from this kind of cliff area. And we were just standing next to some other folks watching, and one guy from Minnesota said something to another guy who roots for Purdue. Okay, so a couple Big Ten guys, so I decided to chime in. I said, what about Ohio State? They weren't excited. I didn't understand that, but they weren't excited. But that's not where the story ends, because then all of a sudden there's another guy comes along and says, what about Michigan? Yeah, Matt had, when they were doing the spaghetti dinner, I don't know if anybody realized, but he was wearing a Michigan shirt. Good man, you're all right. Anyway, this guy said something about Michigan, and so again, for some of you who may not realize it, we pastored in Michigan for 27 years, okay? 5 years in that first church, and then 22 in another church there. And I know you were really skeptical when you even called us to come here, because you thought we were from Michigan. But anyway, but here's the thing. So I asked this guy, well, where he was from. Grand Haven, Michigan. Some of you may not realize it, but that's where we pastored for those 22 years. And so one day it's Charlotte, small little town in Michigan. The next day it's Grand Haven, where we also had pastored. And so we have a conversation. He knew some folks that were part of our church and the family and some things. Again, this small, small world, it seemed like. But those were some of those people blessings that came along while we were there. But that wasn't even the end of that. We went to the Kahului Church of the Nazarene while we were there. And one of the places where we stay is a place that's operated by a couple named Bob and Karen Myers. They are actually Nazarenes as well. They are Nazarenes originally from Michigan, Traverse City area, who then now overall live in Alaska, except during the winter when they're overseeing this place where we get to stay. And so just a wonderful couple. But for many years, he was a Sunday school teacher in the Kahului Church and still teaches some. But they decided they were going to host a Sunday school potluck at the building where we were staying. And they invited us to come. And so we were a part of that. Well, we're already there as folks start to arrive. And one of the first people we meet is a guy named Dan. Well, Dan is married to a lady from the Philippines, and they had just moved from wherever they were living to Maui just in April. But here's where it got really interesting for us, because Dan, we asked him where he was originally from. His wife's from the Philippines, but where's he from? He says, East Liverpool, Ohio. For those of you who do not know it, that is where Tammy is from, okay? And his mom still lives in that area, and so we began to talk more with him there at this party, and come to find out that, he's gone to East Liverpool. She, for a period of time anyway, attended the East Liverpool Church of the Nazarene, and I asked him if he knew Larry Hall. Well, Larry Hall was one of the guys in my apartment when I was in school, and he is a pastor, and he pastored in East Liverpool. He says, oh, yeah, I know him, because his mom, that was her church. Well, this guy goes on to tell us that there was a day when he got very sick when he had gone to see his mom, and he had to go to the hospital. And this guy shows up to visit him to pray for him from the East Liverpool church. Well, the guy is Larry Hall's dad, who was his, pastor. He was the pastor, the outreach pastor, the pastor that go hospital visits and all. And his name is Gordon Hall. Well, again, I'm just telling you how God does some incredible things. Gordon Hall and his wife were best friends of Tammy's mom and dad. It's one of the first pastors she remembers having for Tammy. He also is the one who married Tammy and me. But you know, God just putting all these pieces together. Drew, here's one for you. One of the guys that's part of the church there, he's the Sunday school teacher there. His name is John Smith from Marietta. Do you know John Smith? I didn't know if you would, but anyway, he's from Marietta, Ohio. And for a while, he worked in Dublin, okay? And so he knew all about Columbus. Here's the thing. God has people everywhere. And sometimes there are some fascinating interactions that he gives us. And for us, one of the key and wonderful things about this trip was all these people we met along the way, whether through the church or just out watching whale or whatever, but that were all a part of something that connected to us, you know, however many miles away this place is. God has people and ways to encourage us and all kinds of things along the way. Well, as I was thinking about all these coincidences, I thought about how grateful as well we are to have the coincidence of God that brought us to this place. How blessed we feel and are to be a part of this church with you people. You're in our hearts. I mean, there wasn't a day that went by, believe it or not, that we didn't think about you all. We couldn't be at the surgery for Judy. She knew that ahead of time, but you know, we were praying and prayed all those days for her and had some text messages and pictures too. And we were praying for Betty when I learned about Betty Paul. I've been praying for Art and with his surgery recovery, all those things. We've been praying. Prayed for Pastor Kari as she was going to preach on Ehud. Yeah. Prayed for Pastor Kayla as she was preaching. I don't know what you preached on, but it was good. God is so good to us, and he has brought us together. And so here's the scripture I want to just work from for a little bit here today. It's found in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 6. And sorry, we don't have any PowerPoint or anything for that. That's my fault. Oh, let me add one more thing. When we were flying back and we landed in Dallas and had a layover there, all of a sudden, you know, when we're getting ready to, well, we get on the plane and I see somebody coming down the aisle wearing a sweatshirt. Guess what it says? Mount Vernon Nazarene University. We didn't get to talk to him, but anyway, Mount Vernon, I thought, oh man, again, our small little world. But here's the scripture. Apostle Paul writes this. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. Did you notice the three togethers that were together? Heirs together, members together, sharers together. That's the church. We're heirs together. I mean, we're part of the family. We're heirs to what Christ gives us as our inheritance. We're heirs together. We all get part of the inheritance, don't we? Better than we could ever imagine. And then we're members together. I mean, we belong together. I mean, that's what heaven's going to be about when we're finally all together, because that's where we belong, isn't it? And then we're sharers together. We're sharers together in this ministry of the kingdom of God. We have the opportunity to be a witness for him wherever we are. I hope we sometimes think about the fact that that God, because of his presence in our lives, makes us a witness to people that no one else could probably get an opportunity to witness to. I mean, what Judy shared in her testimony, maybe none of the rest of us ever have the opportunity to witness to that particular team. Right? And no one has the opportunity to witness to the particular team or workmates or neighbors or whatever that each of us have. But what a privilege we have to be sharers together in this ministry, in this work of God. Amen. And it's all about people, isn't it? I mean, the church, we have buildings. We kind of need buildings, to, especially in the wintertime. But the church is never a building. It's us. It's you. It's me. It's us together that are the church. So here, writing to the church in Ephesus, he reminds them that God has this wonderful way of bringing people together. And in this case, he describes how Gentiles are brought together with the people of Israel. And you know, we've been preaching Old Testament in the last, several months. We've learned about Israel, the children in Bible quizzing, learning about Genesis and, the beginnings for Israel, Jacob. But how God brings together people who had been separated, people that weren't together before. Isn't that amazing? Think about how God, even us, how we have been brought together from all kinds of different directions, all different kinds of stories, all different ways in which God has brought us together. As we sat in the services the last couple of Sundays in Kahului, it's amazing because you have Hawaiians, Japanese, and Philippine, Caucasian. There's all kinds of people in this congregation. And it was loaded with young people. It was loaded with young people. But with that, they have some financial issues because they don't have enough folks that make money to be able to help pay bills. It was interesting. We sat in the first Sunday school class there, and the teacher brought up the blessing of the coronavirus. You think, what? The blessing? Then he told the story. There was a work and witness team that was supposed to go to some country in Asia, and I don't think it was China, but it was somewhere in the Asia area. And they were blocked from going. They weren't allowed to go. And so they went to Maui and helped a little church that needed some help because they don't have a lot of money. And Maui's not a bad place to go if you're going on a work and witness trip. But anyway, he was just talking about how this work and witness team got stopped from one, but was still able to go, and they helped their church. Which was a great blessing to this church that has a ton of young people, but not much money to be able to do ministry. Well, I want to talk this morning just briefly about, as briefly as I can, about just how blessed we are in this congregation. Some of you know that we just ended a church year at the end of February. We're in the beginnings of a new church year. So I'm going to just give just a mini report. And then next Sunday, you'll get actually a written one. I hadn't had time to put together everything that would need to be for that. And so the delay is because of me. So I apologize for that. But anyway, you'll get a written report next week that's from me and our other pastors and finances and all that type of thing. But I just want to reflect on this past year for a little bit. And first of all, I want to say, aren't we blessed with the staff that we have? Pastor Kari, Pastor Kayla, Pastor Jane. We are blessed. I mean, we have the best. And God has been so good to us. And Charles, I don't know if you all know, he's going to get his district license at district assembly. Yeah. So you'll want to be there on the Friday night of April 21st, 24th, whatever it is. I don't know. I haven't looked that far ahead yet. But anyway, he'll get his district license at that particular service. And so be there and support him on that. But what a great blessing we have in those who serve in these ways. Let me say a thank you to so many who serve just voluntarily. Lois helps us in the office and doesn't get a dime. Thank you, Lois. Ernestine helps us as our church treasurer. And can you imagine that kind of work that not all of us are built for, but Ernestine is, you know, done that for several years now and is now training Sharon to kind of get a feel for what all is involved. And Sharon can probably help us all understand all that's eventually a part of that. But again, with not a dime is received, they do it. The love of God, the love of the church. And so we should be thanking them for the work that they do for us. Again, we're blessed. We're blessed to have such a terrific church board. Could I have everybody, our church board members, stand? I know not all are here. Some are traveling. But is Jim the only one? Jim can't be, though. No, there we go. All right. These are a few of our board members. But thank you for how you serve. Again, it's just all voluntary kind of things. This last year, Patty Willie stepped into Storehouse for Jesus. And she's kind of built a team, people that are helping to kind of cover things, but it's still a lot on her. But we're grateful to Patty. So Patty, would not only you stand, but anybody that helps at all with Storehouse for Jesus, would you stand up? Patty just said she couldn't do it without a team of folks. And this isn't even all of them, of course. And we have some folks that help from other churches. But, I mean, Storehouse for Jesus is an incredible, you know, blessing to this community and to the people that come. And I was thinking about our worship team every Sunday, you know, coming early, practicing at other times, having special weekends. Can everyone that's not only part of our worship team, but also does some of the behind the scenes, maybe helps with sound and all that, everybody stand up that's part of helping with the worship team in some way, all right? Thank you. Again, these are folks that volunteer, give time, energy to help us every Sunday and the blessings that we have. You know, some that we very, very seldom mention, but they're important to the way the church works and all, is those that work as both greeters as well as ushers. So all those that help us in those things, would you stand? Yeah. Everybody that helps as a greeter or an usher or whatever, all right? Thank you. Again, important things. Earlier, we saw, you know, our Bible quizzers and, you know, those that are family that help and support. I mean, they're there every quiz to just support our kids. And we have a great group that does that. I was also thinking about, again, folks that do some behind the scenes kind of things. We have a group that helps us prepare communion. Every time we have communion, they're the ones that are getting it prepared. Something that then I've had to do it sometimes in the past where that's how it was. But here, it seems like, you know, those who help us, would you stand? Who have helped us with preparing communion? Lois and Dell and Boyd and Jim Miller before that as well. Thank you. Again, sometimes we don't think about all the little ways and things that seem to, they just happen, right? But you know what? It's people. People doing ministry. People that just want to serve. Not to get applause, not to get any kind of recognition, but just simply available. Lord, here I am. I was thinking about all the ones who help us with children ministry, children and youth. Everybody that's involved in children or youth ministry in any way, if you help just one Sunday a month or whatever it is, you help in the nursery, stand up, all right? Everybody that helps in some kind of way with children, youth. Thank you. Have you been noticing that as we, you know, kind of been going through this, that almost everybody in the congregation standing for something because you're involved in some way? How many are involved in any of our small group things right now? Whether it's youth ones, adult ones, or whatever. If you're involved in small groups in any way, stand up, all right? In any capacity, you go to a class, you lead a class, you're involved in getting involved in that type thing, or you're going to come tomorrow night for your first one. Stand up, all right? Look at that. Isn't that great? Thank you. You know, you're a part of something that's important and special. I was thinking about another ministry. Again, Patty's vitally involved in Good Timers. How many Good Timers do we have this morning? Just raise your hand, because I know you won't want to stand up. Maybe you do want to stand up. Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, Good Timers, what a great ministry that is. That just you are active. You do a lot of things throughout the year. What about, more recently, our women's ministry? Pastor Kayla and Lynn kind of working that, and I don't know who all else involved. Everybody's been involved in anything related to our women's ministry already. Stand up, all right? Not in charge of it. Hey, wait. Didn't some of you women come to the things that have happened? Stand up if you came to any of those things. All right, that's better. Because I heard there were more people than just three that showed up. So, another one of those behind the scenes kind of things is folks that count the money that comes in. I don't know if you all realize it, and we probably need more volunteers every time we do an alabaster offering. If you remember, when we take alabaster offerings, you keep hearing pennies and dimes and nickels and quarters falling into buckets, right? Somebody has to count all that. They got to count $500, $600, $700, $800 worth of pennies, nickels, and dimes, and then get them all rolled up, and then get them to the bank and all the things with that. Those who help do that, God bless them, right? If you're willing to help at all with something like that, see Ernestine and say, I'd be willing to help count pennies, whatever. Right here in front is a special leader for Grief Share. And how many have been blessed through the ministry of Grief Share here this morning? Just, yeah, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Wow. Wow. Judy, that's not all the hands that have been a part of Grief Share, because many come from the community. But what a blessing that ministry has been to folks going through maybe the worst and hardest time of their life. But God has used that. Another ministry that's been so important in the life of our church is Upward. Tom and Pam and the family are on a trip right now, so Tom's not here. But we need to be praying about our Upward ministry. The numbers attending, or you know, participants, have been going down over the last few years. And I was talking to Tom earlier this week, and he said that that's kind of been a trend not only here, but almost everywhere. It seems that there are other options or whatever that people are choosing. But we need to be praying about what God wants us to do when it comes to Upward ministry. I think we had